A Tale of Homelessness. Busker the Musical is on at the Harrogate Theatre next week and, partnered with Yorkshire-based homeless charity Simon on the Streets, explores one man and his story about how he became homeless. Writer and producer Keith Humphrey, who you may know from the production of Boiling Frog in 2011, tells Stray FM why he chose the theme of Busker the Musical.
As a writer, I tend to find that the stories choose me. It probably sounds like a cliche, but it happens to be true. The first memory that I have of Busker was driving somewhere between Ripon and York, and the name, title, Busker came to me. I was quite curious about that because immediately I knew that this wasn't going to be a story about busking in terms of musicians on the streets or whatever it may be, but it was a story about an individual on the streets. And Busker was his nickname. It soon became clear that was his nickname, and it was a nickname given to him by his mum.
And we'll come back very shortly to homelessness and the issue that it has here in Yorkshire. But the play itself is a musical, so you have written the songs.
Yes, I write musicals. I'm a great believer in that the music within a story heightens emotion, so I'm drawn to that type of entertainment. However, musicals come in lots of different shapes and sizes, and certainly my style of writing would describe as a play with music rather than something like an operetta, which would typically be a sort of Les Mis or sort of Jesus Christ Superstar, where there's not much spoken word, but it is virtually all singing. My style of writing's been compared more to the Blood Brothers type a musical, where it's quite gritty, it's quite raw. There is a spoken word punctuated with songs to heighten a particular point and carry the story forward some way.
What made you want to write something about homelessness? Where did that come from?
I've asked myself that question, and I'm not entirely sure how I have completely the right answer. I just think it's important for us as human beings to try and empathise with other human beings and remind ourselves, for the most part, just how lucky we are.
You are here at rehearsal stage. I can hear the cast entering the building. Just tell us a little bit about the cast. How big is it? How many people? What sort of age range are in the show?
Okay, yes, you will get some real-life sound effects of the cast, no doubt. It's about 30 cast strong, about half adults and half children.
Now, I found some of these said children who are in the cast, introducing Tilly Ducker, Nat Ireland and Frankie Bounds. Frankie, who plays Busker, explains without giving too much away what happens to Busker as a 13-year-old boy.
The only way to really put it is his life literally does turn upside down. He has various family issues. From that, moves to a care home, and then it all just goes downhill from there, really. So,
Tilly, you play what could be described as a baddie, is that right?
Yeah, you could say that.
What's it like to play a baddie?
I quite like it because I've never really played like a baddie in other musicals, and it's quite nice. Like, it's quite fun to be able to play like a different character to what I usually kind of play and portray, and yeah, it's really fun because I get to like boss people about and things.
Are you all singers, is that right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
And so what sort of songs, what sort of music are we likely to hear when we come along to Busker?
It's quite gritty.
Yeah, there's a whole range of types. I mean, you've got Eastern European cello playing, which then turns into an almost dubstep sort of...
Like, yeah, it's quite hip-hoppy at the end of that, yeah.
Yeah.
So everyone's kind of jumping around and just... It's a bit crazy.
But then there's like a balletic part of it as well, yeah, so
it's very.
It sounds like one very crazy mix CD.
Doesn't have to be ruthless, doesn't have to be mad. Could be swimming for the first time. Be gold in
the bag. The play's going to be a lot of fun. People who come along are going to really enjoy the show. But there's a reason why there is the topic of homelessness, and hopefully you guys are wanting to change a few opinions on homelessness. So I'll ask this to you, Nat. What opinions are you wanting to change, and what would be the best that could come out of Busker the Musical?
Well, it's it's not really people kind of walk in the street and they see a homeless person and they go, well, it's their fault that they're homeless. Well, and it's not always their fault, and I think people need to realise that these sort of things happen, and they could happen to anyone, and it's not their fault.
Louise Dennison, the director of Busker the Musical, explains how she got the job.
Just word of mouth, really. The guy, Keith Humphreys, who's written it, has seen my work before in Harrogate. I've done quite a lot of work in Harrogate over the last 10, 15 years. And I also happen to teach his son, so he knew of my work, so we made the contacts that way.
And without giving too much away, how would you summarise what the show is about?
It's basically an idea that I've had myself a number of times, actually. It's something that worries me in real life as well, that in a moment your life can change forever for the good or for the bad, obviously. But something that worries me is if, you know, about losing jobs and things like that, and you, losing your finances and not being able to support yourself. And it seems to me that it's something that could happen in a heartbeat, that your world can turn upside down. One thing can happen and your world can turn upside down. And this story actually is very much about that.
The show has also collaborated with Yorkshire homeless charity Simon on the Streets. And Keith tells us more.
I came across Simon on the Streets by chance, really, through a business show and exhibition called By Yorkshire, and I approached them about the project of Busker, and they were keen to help. They read the script. We had various meetings. They gave me some good feedback, and it helped to shape, as I say, some of the authenticity around it and some of the assumptions that I made. And I was also very keen, therefore, to maybe give something back. And that's what I'm hoping to do through this musical. The profits from the show will go back to Simon on the Streets to help support them on the excellent work that they do.
What's the point of life?
Busker the Musical is on at the Harrogate Theatre next week from the 22nd to the 25th of June. You can find out more and book your tickets at buskerthemusical.co.uk.